Hello and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. A few days ago, I had the opportunity to record with Mrs. Knofsinger. Her handle is at Mrs. Knofy. So how you spell that is at MRSNOFFY. She is a mom, a wife, a professional educator, a learner, a PAEMST 2015 winner, and she is just an incredible educator who has such a passion for teaching. I enjoyed talking to her on the podcast, and I hope you enjoy. To start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Jess Knofsinger, and I teach 7th and 8th grade engineering at a STEM school in Colorado. I am starting my 20th year in the classroom this year, and before teaching, I was a chemist and decided I hated it, so I started teaching until I could figure out what I wanted to do, and 20 years later, I can't imagine doing anything else.
That's awesome. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
So one of my favorite days in education was the day that we had the great solar eclipse a couple of years ago. We created a school-wide program that day where my middle school students went and taught the elementary students in our K-8 school all about what an eclipse was. And then we went outside and we all watched the eclipse together. And we were able to get classes for every kid to watch. And it was one of those super special days because you saw the kids taking ownership of our community, and it made a huge difference the rest of the year, because when the little kids would see the big kids in the hall, they'd be like, that's the person that taught me. And it was all based around science, which is what I love and adore. So that was one good day that comes to mind. The other good days that come to mind are just those days when things go right. You have a plan every day and you walk into class, and every once in a while, not every day, you have that beautiful day where they all come together how it's supposed to. And the kids are making the connections and they're asking these rich questions and they're excited. And those days are always the best because you walk out feeling like you made a difference.
Yeah, I agree. I love those days where you feel like you're doing something for the better good, and that the kids are receptive to what you're teaching them.
Yeah. There's nothing better than when they have that aha and they're like, oh, now I get why we've been doing this. Like, you've gotten through the hard and it all connects and you have that moment. That's the best.
Yeah, I love those moments. So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
So there's two that come to mind. The first one was about 10 years ago. I was teaching in a highly impacted Title I school, and our district came in and said, half of you have to leave, or people are going to have to re-interview for their jobs because you're not making enough growth. I had been teaching there about 10 years. I had little kids at home, and it was so incredibly hard to make that decision to take the jump and leap and leave that school, because it was my first home. I loved it. I loved the community. But I also knew deep down I was ready for a change. And so it was painful. And I spent that whole year just really dreading leaving. And then I landed at the school I currently teach at. And it was the best thing that could have happened for me. I fell back in love with teaching. Probably about 8 weeks into the new school year, I had a 7-year-old at home. And I got home one night and we were having dinner. And we always do roses and thorns at the end of the day. What was the highlight and low light of your day? And his highlight was, Mom, I love your new job because you come home joyful. I hadn't gone through the heart of leaving a school, I never would have found my new school, which is where my life work is. So sometimes the heart is there for a reason.
Yeah, and I have a similar experience because I ended up losing my job my first year because of just budget cuts, and they were trying to get a new position, and it just ended up, I was devastated at the beginning, and I was really worried about my future because I finished my first year and I was excited about teaching, and then I ended up kind of getting hit with that news. So I had a rough month, but then I ended up getting another position, and I'm starting my second year at that school, and I'm loving it. Like, it's sure there's hard days and not everything's perfect, but I'm learning so much. And I feel like I have a lot of amazing colleagues that really support me and uplift me. So it's definitely a great experience. So because of the fact that Anchor cut out at the end, I was not able to have Jessica respond to the last two questions. So I am actually going to read the question and respond because she did provide me with the answers. So the first question was, what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers? And her advice is that it's never all done and the importance of taking off one day a week. And then in regards to how can people get in contact with you, she did share her Twitter handle. It is at mrs.noffy on Twitter. She's an amazing person to follow, and I highly recommend following her for insight into science and its curriculum and just being an amazing educator. I enjoy connecting with her, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. Thank you.